Protesters of National Youth Federation hold a demonstration asking the United States to cut down emission of greenhouse gases, coinciding with the 10-day UN conference. Young environmentalists and students from across India held demonstration on Friday against the US stand on greenhouse gas emissions outside the venue of UN conference on climate change in capital New Delhi. Government officials and environmental experts from around the world have gathered in India to look at the ways of cutting greenhouse gas emissions and coping with the impact of climate change. The last major climate change conference on reducing emissions of greenhouse gases which contribute to global warming was held in the Japanese city of Kyoto in 1997. The Kyoto Protocol is expected to come into force early next year. Protesters belonging to the National Youth Federation shouted anti-US slogans, sang songs and held placards against any crime done by India and other developing countries from their avowed stand.
We're representing a diverse crowd of people from all over India, expressing our voices and concerns against the apathy that the developed world is exercising on the developing countries. We're fighting for our rights to proper clean air. And this is a great injustice that we've experienced over the years, and they are still continuing to exploit us by asking the developing countries to exercise and bring in more cuts in their emissions of carbon dioxide.
The Kyoto Protocol aims to lower greenhouse gas emissions from the developed world by 5.2% from 1990 levels as a first step to bigger cuts aimed at stopping global warming. Targets under the 1997 treaty so far only apply to developed states. To come into force, the protocol must be ratified by enough industrialized countries to account for at least 55% of the developed world's 1990 carbon dioxide emissions. Prasad Panyal with Poonam Dagar, ANI.